Okay, welcome back to Playing the Field, guys. I'm sorry I've been gone for such a long time. There's just obviously been a lot going on throughout quarantine with COVID, and there's been a lot of different political movements going on lately, a lot of like social injustice, and there's a lot of media to consume lately. So just kind of touching on that right off the bat, I just didn't really feel like it was an appropriate time for me to be sharing media that didn't hold much importance. I wanted to be sharing things. If I was sharing anything, I wanted to be sharing things that were helpful and informative. And yeah, I think that's just kind of like where my focus has been for the past few months. So, and I'm trying to make that more of a habit of something that I am going to continue doing. So that's something that I'm working on right now. But I have people who ask me about my podcast still, and I really appreciate that. It's so crazy to me that even if it's my friends, I'm just always surprised that people listen to this, and I love that, and I'm so grateful. So thank you so much. And thank you for asking about it, for people who've been asking me about it or asking me to make a new episode. So yeah, I'm really excited. I'll touch on a few things too right now, because I'm sure this is going to be a different episode than most people are expecting. I started this podcast with the idea. Obviously, my podcast is called Playing the Field. And like anyone that knows me knows that I am a diehard baseball fan. Specifically, I am a diehard San Francisco Giants fan. No matter what, I will not change. I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen. However, that's why I named my podcast Playing the Field. And I started this podcast in like February. Obviously, assuming that baseball season was going to start in April. So I was like, okay, I'll have a couple weeks of like episodes about other stuff, and then baseball's going to start. And then I was going to be working at the Giants Stadium too, which some of you know. But now that fans aren't allowed there, I was not able to end up working there this season. So I'm super bummed about that, because it was like my dream job and it was really cool and I'm so excited. But maybe, next season. But either way, I'm still like super blessed that that job opportunity even happened. And I'm excited that baseball ended up coming back, even though it was months later. But so I will be like talking about baseball, and I'll be talking like about my life. And I'll be talking about like spirituality, and I'll be talking about like advice things. So if none of those things interest you, that's pretty much what I'm going to be talking about all the time. So yeah, that's my little update for right now. So yeah, thank you guys for listening and coming back. I'm excited to be talking about baseball and talking about other stuff that I've been up to and things that I'm going to be doing. So stay tuned. So I wanted to update you guys, like I said, on what I'm doing currently. So for the first couple months of quarantine, obviously I wasn't working, and that's when I started doing this podcast. I started doing like a little like at home businesses. I was like slanging lip gloss and doing stuff like that. Started working out a lot again, because I'd kind of fallen off the wagon about that. And I decided that I wanted to learn something new, or like decide kind of I needed to make some sound decisions about where I see my career going. And I really wanted to use this time that I had to like th think clearly and like make sound decisions to get more clear on what exactly it is I want for myself from here on out. Like I mentioned previously, like I was really bummed that that job in sports did end up working out. It was like like I said, it was like my dream job. And so I was like, oh, that's so, but you know, like everything. And like I'm very adamant, and I know I've said this on this before numerous times, that like everything does and does not happen for a reason. So I was like, okay, that didn't happen. Might like if it's still a job next season, I might still try and like apply for it again. But if not, like what am I gonna do? Like what do I wanna do with my, like for the next year, especially, you know, like what can I do to, what's the right word for it? What can I do to like professionally kickstart myself? Like not like kickstart, but kind of like beef it up a little bit, you know? So I finally, as of today, signed up to start training to be a Reiki practitioner. So I'm really excited about that. There's three levels of Reiki practice, of Reiki practice. So you have to complete all the levels before you're a Reiki master. So I'm starting at level one, and I start in a few weeks. So I'm really, really excited about that. For those of you who don't know what Reiki is energy healing, that doesn't involve the manipulation of tissue. So it's without touching. The practitioner's hands are placed like very close to the proximity of the person who you're doing it on, like their head, their shoulders, their feet, and their abdomen. And so, yeah, the energy is like moved through the body that way. And I know I don't know and everything about it yet. So, like I said, I'm describing it as like what I've learned about it so far and what I know about it. I receive Reiki healing a lot. I get it done every month, I think. I get distance healing, Reiki healing done every month from one of my favorite tarot readers and healers. Her name on Instagram is at Big Empress Energy. Anybody that follows me sees me post her, like literally I post her every day. She's amazing. She has oils that she conjures under the full moon. She offers readings. She does tarot readings. She does like past life readings. Yeah, she's amazing. So if you guys ever want to get distance Reiki healing done, just to kind of like see what it's like, she offers it. So yeah, go check her out on Instagram or Twitter. Or she has a website, BigEmpressEnergyLLC.com. But yeah, you can find her on like anything. So she definitely was also like a big inspiration for me, as well as a few other people I know who are into like energy work, and people I know who do healing work. I also have a cousin who just recently in the last year was like was certified to became certified to do Reiki. And I'm just I people know, healers know when, like, have known their whole life they were supposed to be a healer, you know? Like, there's a lot of commonalities that a lot of healers say, that, like, things that came up for them in their life, that they just knew that they were always supposed to be a healer. And I think I'm definitely one of those people. I think a lot of my friends know that about me. I think my family knows that about me. I think people I work with know that about me. I think random people I've interacted with know that about me, because a lot of healers, a lot of instances that occur with healers, a common one is like that when like random people come up to you, like out in a social setting, and they want to tell you their life story, or they ask you for advice, and they're like, I don't know why, but you just look like somebody who I can talk to, or you just like you just seem like somebody I can trust, or you seem like somebody who can help me. That happens to me all the time. And that just being like one of many things. And that, you know, like that doesn't always mean you're supposed to be a healer. But I think that is one thing that not everybody can say. That I think a lot of healers have that in common. So I'm really, really excited to be learning something new and applying myself in a different way. And I think taking my career in a different direction. Like I think there's always, it's good to have different streams of income, you know? So I think it'll be a good thing for me to learn more about and potentially make that like something where I can make it a different stream of income one day. Either way, I'm just really excited to learn more about it and be able to do Reiki on myself and be able to do Reiki on other people and understand it more. So yeah, I'm really, really excited about that. Another thing I've been kind of involved with that's been taking up my time and just kind of changing the way I've been communicating and posting and changing my whole life pretty much, is this, I've been in an embodiment course, that is run by my friend, or that is guided by my friend. She's a dear friend of mine. We've known each other since we were in junior high. Her name is Carla Palomino. She's amazing. She's an embodiment guide and facilitator. She guides multiple different programs for anybody. I'm in a program called Eros and Power, and it is, yeah, like I said, it has just changed my whole life. I'm not going to talk about it too much, but it's really just, yeah, it's helped me like view everything that's led up to anything at this point in my life like completely differently. It's helped me take accountability for a lot of things in my life, or like, you know, pretty much everything in my life. I'm really, really happy about it. There's the group of women that's in it are all amazing, and everyone's so supportive, and we all like work together to learn about each other and learn about ourselves and see commonalities within each other and see how we're really all like sisters when it comes down to it at the end of the day. And this course has been really helping me, it's been really helping me like be more structured too, like healing and energy work and like all that stuff. That's like, this is like everyday work, you know? Every day I am committed to this work and committed to things that I need to do to make sure I'm staying on top of it. And so this course has been really, really amazing, and I'm really grateful for the ability to partake in it. And so if you're listening to this and you ever like want to learn more about yourself and you want to like, I don't know how to describe it without getting too much into it, but it's been really, really amazing. And it's been really soul searching. It's been eye opening. It's been like, it's ripped my soul open. It's been like heart wrenching. I've cried a lot. I've laughed a lot. I've danced a lot. So many other fun things have happened in this course, and so many other just like huge breakthroughs. So if you also would ever be interested in a course like that or being a part of something like that, you can look up Carla on Instagram. Her name on Instagram is Carla Palomino with an underscore after her name, I believe. And she gives a ton of information about all her courses. You can do a one-on-one meeting with her if you want to see, like, she offers different courses. You can see which one's right for you, or you can do like one-on-one work with her. And she is just really amazing, and I think it's really awesome that her and I ended up being kind of interested in the same or similar field of work. She's she's incredible. She has so much experience in so many different facets of life. I am like very inspired by women like her. Like she's incredible. So that's something I've been up to that I begun that course over quarantine too. So that's something I've been doing. And something else that's been kind of going on in the last couple of months that I've been kind of working on that I mentioned earlier too, is trying to be more mindful of my posting and like what I'm also ingesting, like on the other end. part of like the day-to-day spiritual work and just like work in general. It doesn't have to be like, if you know, you want to be a more spiritual being, like some people are kind of scared of like the word spirituality, or like that is kind of a turnoff for them. So if that word doesn't work for you, just take it out. But you know, part of this work is being not only mindful of what you're sharing, but you also like need to, it's just like food, you know, or like drugs or alcohol or whatever. Like we need to be mindful about what we're putting in our bodies. And I've been trying to be like, as all of this has been happening, you know, everything in the last couple months, like COVID and all of these social justice movements going on, a lot of these grassroots movements going on, riots, rallies, protests, fundraising, everything. I don't know. It's been a like really big eye opener for me, because I realized how much not only was I sharing that was like really meaningless and not helpful and not useful and was insensitive to and or like disrespectful to other people, was pretty excessive. And I really wanted to like come here and like say that I really have become like a, and I'm trying to be conscious of those things and aware of those things, because I really like noticed it. I started to notice it way more, and obviously like became very conscious of it. Especially after these things were going on, I think it's like been a work in progress for a long time, but I had to put the, as we would say, put the kibosh on that, like pretty hardcore. So, I've been trying to be mindful about what I've been posting, because I think there are a lot of other people that deserve to be heard, whose voices are way louder, but who get shut down, than me. And I don't, not to say that like what I have to say like isn't important or anything, and I'm not like trying to like shit on myself or anything. However, I just think there are so many other things going on, not only right now, but all the time, that we need to bring light to. So I'm definitely going to be talking about that, those kinds of things more. But I wanted to share that those are things I have been working on lately. And like I said, on the opposite end, like being more mindful about what we're ingesting. So, you know, like unfollowing people who like all they post is like, I don't know, whatever, like people who like all they post is things that don't do anything for you. Like if you find yourself like scrolling by these people's things all the time, or like skipping through their stories, or like being like, oh my God, like almost embarrassed at like what they're sharing, or like not agreeing with, just like cut it off, you know, like, or just like watching certain shows and like, there are things like that. It's just like, and supporting certain artists, like there's a lot of cancel culture things that are going on right now with like a lot of music artists are being exposed for doing horrendous things to people, and really disgusting things that are really, really hard to read about. But these are things that like are coming to light now, because people are finally getting voices. People are finally getting voices who like have never been able to be heard, because like people are finally shutting up and letting other people talk. So like, albeit it is a hard time right now, but like this needed to happen, because people needed to get exposed. Like, I'll say it, like racist people needed to be exposed. Pedophiles needed to be exposed. Rapists need to be exposed. Like, we can't keep living like this. People can't keep dying unjustly. And that's just like a fact of life. Like I'm getting emotional even just talking about this right now, because this is like way bigger than me and you, whoever's listening to this. So, yeah, I just like wanted to touch on those things. Sorry, I like just went on a rant about those things, but I just kind of wanted to keep you guys updated about what's been going on, why I haven't been posting really anything that much, and just kind of what's been going on right now. And I think that people need to be talking about these things way more, especially people who are given voices right now. So yeah, I just wanted to touch on that. Okay, now that we've gotten into that, I am ready to talk about baseball. I don't know why I always do that. I sing about things when I get really excited. I'm a server at a restaurant, and I do that all the time. Whenever I like leave a table, I do it about things I'm not even excited about. I'll like leave a table, and I'm like, they'll say, "Oh, like, can you bring like a water when you come back or something?" I'm like, "Okay, sounds good," or something like that. I'm like, "Why do I do that?" Anyway, so I'm excited about talking about baseball. So I think this is a perfect time to do this podcast too, because so the day I'm recording this, today's Sunday, we had the last game for in the series against the Dodgers yesterday, which we won, and tomorrow. Which is, or sorry, it's Monday. It's not Sunday. Tomorrow, Tuesday, starts our series against the Padres. So I thought it would be good to put this out before that, so we can catch up a little bit about that series against the Dodgers. So the first two games, as us Giants fans know, were not good. I mean, there was some good playing, but our defense was just, our field playing was not very good. And that was very apparent in the score of both of those games. There was some good playing, definitely way better playing in the last two games. The series ended up being a split series. Excited about that. There's a couple of players I want to mention that I'm really excited to see more of moving forward. The list ended up being a little bit longer than I thought. I was trying to keep it at like four, and then I was like, "Oh, wait, but what about this person? Oh, wait, what about this person?" So I'm excited about Drew Smyly. He's one of our newer pitchers. I'm excited to see more of him. He is nasty on the mound, and I am excited about more of that. One of my favorites from last season, who's still my favorite no matter what, is Mauricio Dubon. He's been getting a little bit of experience in the outfield. I know he played outfield, I think, for the first time last week, and he was killing it. There's a video of a really good catch he made in one game. I think it was Friday's game. Had a really amazing catch, I believe it was that day. Playing his first game in the outfield. So I'm excited to see more of him. Always excited to see more Mike Yastrzemski, especially on the plate. I read an article earlier that was saying that he may be one of our best players this season. So that'll be interesting to see if that turns out to be the truth. So I'm excited to see more of him. Me and my friends love to call him Mike Wazowski. So that's my fun little addition to that. Jalen freaking Davis. I always say that way. Me and my friends always say Jalen motherfucking Davis. Because he is incredible. Like, he is a very, very good baseball player. The end of his season last year, when he got brought up, was incredible, especially his at bats. They were amazing. Really excited to see more of that. Austin Slater has been really great for us. He had his first leadoff appearance of the season on, which game was that? I believe. I don't remember what game that was. But it was one game of the series. I believe it was game three. He had his first leadoff appearance. I know he had three walks. And a couple of other good at bats. So stoked about that. Excited to see more of him this season for sure. Okay, this next player I tweeted about hoping he would come back to the Giants last season. I was like, God, I miss this player so much. I can only dream he'll come back next season. And it's Hunter Pence. Hunter Pence is great. If you think about the prime, I mean, for me, when I was in high school, it was 2010 to 2012. Those were the good years. I mean, 2010 to 2014 was great, but when I specifically remember those amazing 2010 to 2012 years, yeah, those were awesome. So I'm happy to have him back, even though his start so far hasn't been the best. I think the beginning of any baseball season isn't going to be amazing, especially everything that they have had to, anybody in baseball has had to deal with this season so far. So I'm excited to see him, more of him this season. Sorry, I have the hiccups right now. Next is Donovan Solano. He is definitely one of my favorite people to say no or my one of my favorite people to see play, sorry. Especially when he's like designated hitter or even when he's playing in the outfield, just like all of his at bats are amazing. I think he's a great pinch hitter. So I'm really, really excited to see more of him. Donnie Baseball, I think you're great. I know you're not listening to this, but thank you. And lastly, I have on this list is Logan Webb. He's one of our pitchers. He got brought up last season. He's great too. He's had a really great he had a really great game or beginning of the game against the Dodgers the other day when he was our starting pitcher. He's from Sacramento. I'm from Davis, so I think that's really cool. Yeah, and he's great on the mound. So I'm excited to see more of Logan Webb this season too. So those are my players I am most excited to see this season or see more of. I'm sure there will be others. I'm kind of excited to see if we bring up some different people this season. I'm excited to see what we end up doing with the taxi squad from Sacramento. So yeah, this season's gonna be really interesting. Especially moving on to my next point about baseball right now is I don't know if so this morning there's an article came out about there was breaking news that there was an outbreak of COVID in the Marlins locker room. So they canceled their games that they had today, and then they canceled games with the teams that they just played with for today also. So everyone's there, I don't know. On my timeline, it's always a bunch of different opinions about things like this because I follow a lot of fans. I also follow a lot of journalists. I follow players. I follow writers. So it's everyone's opinions are really different. And it's I kind of agree with everything, and which sucks. I don't like because I don't know how I feel about it. Selfishly, I want baseball to stick around. Selfishly, I want the season to keep going. I would be like, it was, I'm not gonna lie, like any base, I mean, anyone that likes sports will tell you the last couple months have been really hard. And it's still kind of hard right now. After that news this morning, everyone's saying that's probably going to get shut down, and Rob Manfred's probably going to put the kibosh on everything. I don't know why I've said that word so much in this podcast. Kibosh. I really never say that. But yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. Because not selfishly, this is a very real thing, and we all know that. But players were able to opt out of this season if they wanted to, which obviously everyone knows they could get COVID going outside. So like, it's not, you have the option to do whatever you want during this pandemic right now. I mean, not really, but I mean, like, you don't have to play if you don't want to, especially if you're worried about getting COVID. So hopefully they won't like stop the season just because there was an outbreak, because that was bound to happen. That was bound to happen. Like, we all knew that was maybe going to happen. But it's inevitable. So I don't know. I feel like this could get problematic. So I feel like I shouldn't get too much into the COVID and baseball thing and talk about more good stuff. Like, Alyssa Nakken is one of our new coaches this season. She is the first female coach in MLB, and she's also recently made it into the Baseball Hall of Fame for being the first woman to be an on-field coach. And I think everything that she's doing is amazing. Watching her coach during a game the other day was awesome on the field. I read in an article that she did talking about her coaching during that game, that the best place to watch a game is on the field. So she felt really excited about that, and that she had been preparing the whole, like, during all his like spring training and preparing for that moment that she might, when she would be put into coach on the field. So that's really cool that that happened. And I'm really excited to see what she is going to do with the team this season. This is my team, you guys. I love them so much. So I'm really excited about Alyssa Nakken, like, being with the team. She went to Sacramento State and was a softball star there while she was there. I think another really, like, cool, like, I mean, so Davis and Sacramento are really close, so I always think it's really cool when people who are just, like, amazing are, like, from anywhere near I'm from. I'm just like, oh, that's so cool, like, you know, that's, and I used to live in Sacramento, and have a lot of friends there and spent a lot of time there growing up and still do, so I'm like, that's always really exciting for me. So I love this. I'm very excited about it. All the haters can get over it. There's a woman in baseball for a reason, because she probably knows what she's doing way better than some of y'all, or most of y'all. Anyway, next is another thing about how much I love this freaking team. Are players kneeling during the national anthem? I was trying not to bang on my desk while I was saying that, but just imagine me doing it, okay? I fucking love that. You know, I was working in the music industry for a while before I decided I wanted to take my career in a different direction, which was pretty recently. And people in the music industry are always like, you know, like getting mad, like fans are always getting mad at like artists for like having political opinions on like social media. And I think that's really stupid. And I don't understand that, or like people, I mean, because it doesn't make sense to me, I guess, because like actors have tons of political opinions, like actors are involved in a lot of like political causes and things like that. So that doesn't really make sense to me, I guess, when it like, because I feel like they're all one in the same kind of, I mean, I don't know. So I don't think we need to keep politics out of anything. I think we need to inject politics into more things so that people stop ignoring what's really going on. So I wasn't even surprised. I was so proud, and I was so unshocked, to be honest, because of like, you know, this team has really good values, I believe, and it was really amazing to see people being respectful of one another, but people being there for their teammates, people being there for, you know, people, like I was talking about earlier, like people who don't necessarily like have a voice or feel like they don't, making like having your own voice and like letting people know, like, this is where I stand. So don't get it fucked up. Like, this is where I'm at. And this is, these are my values, you know? And like, equal treatment for all is just like a basic human, that's like a basic, it's like a human need. Like, I don't understand what is so hard about that. Like, no one deserves more respect like than another person. So anyway, I was really pleased to see that. I really enjoyed that. I hope to see more of it. I'm happy to have seen, I mean, I do see that there has been a little like media coverage about it and kind of a little like drama, I guess. Like, after every game, I saw at least one article about who was kneeling and like who wasn't and who commented about why they didn't or why they did and because of this and because of that. And it's like, okay, I get that part of it being kind of like a little bit like, you know, cause we want to know like what exactly like people mean when they do something, especially when you are making a political stance like that. But yeah, so I don't know. It was good to see. I was happy to see that. So that's my team. And don't you ever get it twisted. Yeah, and I'm overall excited to see where this season continues to go. I think the last four games were like great, no matter what. I was happy to see our boys out there. Like, we're always the underdog team. They don't want to see us win, baby. They never want to see us win, baby. They never do. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. And emphasis on the rest of the season, because it's gonna happen. So more on baseball on my next podcast. So when I think about cord cutting, I truly think of it as a form of healing. I think it's really good for people. I think it's necessary. I haven't personally done a cord cutting ceremony yet. I really want to. I know like shamans do it, and I know other people do cord cutting ceremonies. So I would love to participate in like an official cord cutting ceremony one day. But when I talk about, because like when I come on here and I like, you know, I talk about other things, like I talk about what I'm up to, and like obviously I'm going to start talking about baseball regularly. And then when I talk about these other things, I try and think about what's like the most prevalent going on in my life right now and how that relates to like spirituality and like healing and other like practices we can do to help with these things. I try and listen to spirit and listen to what spirit is trying to tell me and what spirit is putting in like the marquee in my mind, you know? So like whatever's at like the frontal lobe of my mind in marquee, I'm like, okay, that's what I need to talk about. And today it was cord cutting. So that's what I'm going to talk about for a little bit. I've been seeing a lot of things come up lately about energy vampires, and I've been kind of having situations with friends, not necessarily like my friends are, but like friends are, that energy vampires, or like people in their life are energy vampires, like their bosses, their spouses, their parents, like whatever. And I think it would be really beneficial to a lot of people. And if you're, I mean, it's pretty like self-explanatory about what that is. I mean, like, I know doing your own cord cutting is probably really hard. I don't know if that's even possible. Like, yeah, I don't know. However, cord cutting, I think like I've definitely made solid attempts or done some work towards cord cutting with certain people in my life, that I just like, or at the very least needed to step away from. And for me, like, that's really hard. I'm like a very sentimental person. I hold, like, I always hold attachment to things, cause I'm just sentimental and I guess I'm kind of corny and I'm a little bit of a romantic and like I just so like things like that are important to me. But in the last year, I've been very cut and dry. Like if that doesn't serve me anymore, it has to fucking go. Like got to go. Like done. No, bye. And it's been really hard because like even like little things like I like deleted most of my social media and then didn't have it for a few months and like took a little bit of a break and then came back and made new social media. But I was like, fuck, like now I don't have any of those pictures anymore. And that is like the only thing that kind of sucks. But I also in that time went through my phone like a couple months ago and deleted like 2,000 pictures or more from like a really like not good time in my life that I just like, I didn't really remember most of those times anyway. So I didn't want there to be photos of it anymore. Cause I was like, oh, I don't even have good feelings when I see these pictures. So I don't actually miss them. They're just taking up space and sentimental value. And I don't really need that. I'm the same way with people, I guess. And I've been working on that a lot, I would say, like in the last year or so, maybe like half a year. And when it comes to like cord cutting people who are like energy vampires, I read something today that, of course, once again, Big Empress Energy posted, and she was like, hold on, let me find it. She said, actually, I don't even need to look it up. I know what she said. She posted this thing and she tweeted it, and it was like, she was like, cut off an energy vampire and see how big your bank account grows. And I was like, damn, that's fucking true. And I was like, cause it's like, it sounds stupid, but it's honestly true. It's honestly true. Like the more, and just even like, just see how much more abundant your life is in so many ways. Like when you start actually like looking out for yourself and like stop putting so much emphasis and so much care into like these people who just take from you. Because like, if you're not giving anything to yourself and you're giving it all to that person, or if all they're doing is taking, what does that do for you? Nothing. All you do, like, I mean, it makes you a giving person, but that's about it. Like all people are going to say is you like, and maybe they won't even do that. Some people don't even have the decency to give props when you did something for them. So, and that's fine. But we've all experienced energy vampires. Sometimes people get too comfortable and sometimes that's our fault, you know? Sometimes we as humans have a hard time expressing the way we feel because we don't want to hurt other people's feelings. Or sometimes we're enjoying the moment so much we don't want to ruin it with the truth, so we stifle down how we feel. Sometimes, and like, I know this is personal, like for me, sometimes like we're so scared of like losing somebody that we'll do anything to keep them just for the sake of company. Like what? I'd rather be alone. I'm starting to like, the more time I spend with myself, the more I like myself, and I don't really like, and I'm okay. Like, you know, that's good. You should like yourself. Like it's so stupid about how much time I spent with, or like how much like power I gave to other people that I started to not like myself because I spent so much time with them and they made me not like myself. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense, but that made sense to me when I was saying it. So, but I truly feel that my life has become so much more abundant since I like stopped feeding into like energy vampires and stuff. I recently had an interaction with somebody who was an energy vampire in my life previously, and this person is a friend of mine and I love that person to death, but we just like I have history with this person, just like me being the giver, doing the most, care about that person a lot. I love them a lot. They're my friend. I'm always going to love them. However, they're committed to the idea and they are committed to the dialogue that they can never give me what I want. And so that's fine. If you can't even give me like the bare minimum of like normal friendship, like that's fine. Then I was just like, and I was like, okay, that's fine. And I because I don't want anything from that person. I'm like, I don't even want, like, I literally just want you to be yourself, and you can't do that. So yeah, sometimes you just gotta, like, in your mind, cut them off. Like, you have to make your, like, not make yourself believe, but you have to genuinely believe that you're good with, like, good without these people. If they don't even want to do what it takes to be around you, then why do you want them around? That, like, and I'm saying these things in this tone because to me, I'm like, what the fuck was I doing before I was doing that? Like, why didn't that make sense to me earlier? You know, like, I'm like, idiot, like, what were you doing? Big thing, keeping emotional ties for sentimental value is detrimental to your health. To your health. Some of the most unhealthy times in my life, I was like, some of the most unhealthy times I've, like, or the unhealthiest I've ever been was when I was like constantly surrounded by people who were just taking from me energy, money, things, emotions, space, like whatever it was. Do you know what I mean? And I was like emotionally unhealthy. I was physically unhealthy. I was spiritually unhealthy. Like, very, I was in a very, very dark place for a very long time. And I would say in the last, yeah, like I've been saying, 9 months to a year, I would say like 9 months. I really feel like I've been making this good turnaround, and I've seen it. Like, I feel like I can look at things retrospective or yeah, retrospectively now, and kind of look at things from an outside point of view and almost have an outer body experience and see, I see my life like on like a, you know, on like a graph. Like, it's moving upwards now. So that's good, and I'm happy about that. But I had to break ties with people who I thought were going to be in my life forever because I was never going to amount to anything if I kept letting these people make me believe I wasn't shit. So there you go. That's that. Big Empress Energy, her name's Clementine Chloe. She talks a lot about scarcity mentality and lack mentality and how those are like that can kill you. And I've become very aware of that as well. Scarcity and lacking mentality can lead to hoarding mentality. And I when I was writing these notes, I was like, wow, like that actually makes so much sense because when scarcity, like scarcity and lacking mentality, like when you believe that you aren't anything, that you don't have anything, that you don't have anything to offer, that like somebody doesn't love you and it's your fault. And that, like, you're the whatever reason for all your problems. Like, there's like a line at accountability, you know? And like, I like, if you constantly believe that you don't have all these like great qualities and that you aren't all you need to be and that you don't like, that you don't need these people. You're gonna start hoarding shit that you don't really need. And when you hoard shit that you don't really need, how can you appreciate quality when all you do is hoard and glorify trash? People that hoard things think they don't have anything else. That's why they hoard. You need to let go. You need to let go and abundance will flow. And yes, I made that up. Okay? Because if you keep hanging on to the wrong things, what's meant for you is not going to find you. And I've come to believe that because I have found the wrong thing a bunch of times, and it was disguised as what I thought to be the right thing. And now my blinders are off. Like, I see, like, I'm not even pretending like shit is something else. I'm like, okay, like, I'm not gonna, like, one of my best friends always says, I can't fake the funk. Vanessa, I interviewed her on my last podcast. I can't fake the funk anymore. I'm not gonna pretend like I don't, like, get what people's intentions are anymore. And when people are explicitly clear about them too, take it with face value. Like, if someone, like, if someone says they don't love you, then they don't. Or if people, or if someone says they don't want to be with you, they don't. If someone says, like, derogatory, like, mean things to you, they're not for you. Like, I know we all make mistakes, and sometimes we all say things we don't mean, and, you know, sometimes we're not always conscious of our actions and how they affect people, but at the end of the day, you choose to be aware of the things you want to be aware of, and ignorance is not bliss for me, okay? I'm not going to pretend like I don't see shit and see what's going on around me. That doesn't work for me. I care way too much, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I don't. It's inauthentic for me to sit here and pretend like I don't give a shit. So I'm not going to do that. So my life really did start becoming more abundant when I started being authentically myself. And I really feel like it took a long time for me to get to that point because I didn't feel and I'm not saying because of other people. I'm saying I listened to other people's opinions of me so much that I let myself believe these things about me. But they weren't, you know, like, believe whatever you want. Really take what other people have to say about you with a grain of salt. Because at the end of the day, like, I know who I am. And becoming authentic, or, like, in the process of being authentic, because I think that's an ongoing process. I don't think you just become authentic and then you are that way. I think in this process of being a more authentic person, I've learned that like, I can't pretend anymore. So I also read something today that another professional who I found on social media, her name's The Hood Healer. She posted earlier. And let me find that one. Okay. Hold on. Yeah. She said, y'all be talking all this open relationship, no titles bullshit, and really don't want that, but settle for it because you don't trust yourselves or honor your needs. So here you are yet again in an ambiguous situationship. And I was like, damn. She really didn't have to snap like that. But for real. And that's doesn't even have to be just about relationships. If you aren't authentic and true about what you want, you're gonna have a scarcity or lacking mindset because you don't know what you want. Because you don't trust yourself and you're not being honest with yourself about what you want. And you don't honor yourself because you honor other people. Stop putting shitty people and stop putting literal shit on a pedestal, like, for nothing. Especially when they have shown you every reason why you shouldn't do that. And I'm only saying these things, you know, maybe these will all just be like little voice recorder notes to self, memos for me to listen back to one day. But I hope that anybody will take this and listen to it and be like, hey, that kind of relates to something I'm dealing with right now. But yeah, I just wanted to touch on that a little bit. I will definitely have more to talk about next week, but I just wanted to come back here and talk with you guys and just, get cozy again and yeah, just get back, try and get back in the swing of things. But thank you for listening. I'm excited to talk baseball and more things with you guys next week. And oh, wait, before we go, I just wanted to say that there is another podcast called Playing the Field, but I just want to note that I was here first. Anyway, I hope you guys are all having a great day. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. It is Monday. Yeah. Thank you.